They pay, they push, they run. But sometimes they stop and listen. These musicians belong to a group called Music Under New York, but they come from countries as far away as China and Chile. Valery's Mood is originally from Ukraine, where he was trained in violin. 3 days a week, he plays professionally at a restaurant, but he also plays in Grand Central Station.
I love play for people and make a good feeling for them. And the whole time they say thank you, thank you, thank you. So it's really nice.
The program started in 1985 as part of a wider initiative called Arts for Transit. Every year, a panel of judges selects musicians from hundreds of applicants who come to audition. Last year, they chose 26 new acts out of 200 applicants. Lydia Bradshaw works for the New York City Metropolitan Transit System.
It's really to encourage the use of mass transit and enhance the environment for the commuters.
Music Under New York also acts as a point of contact for the musicians, allowing interested parties to get in touch with them and maybe even book them for a show. Jeremiah Lockwood started playing blues in the subway at a young age. Now he has a record deal.
This gives you a platform on which to, from which to speak any words you want to say. You don't have a captive audience. You have to capture them yourself.
Capturing their dollars may be harder, as busy New Yorkers often rush by. But for those who stop and listen, a great musical experience awaits them.
I think it's really cool. Like, it makes me kind of like feel more energized, like when I take the subway.
It also allows performers to reach an audience who may not come to see them otherwise. More than 100 musicians are currently participating in the program. Paige Hulick, VOA News, New York.